I'm just going to pray. God, I know you've not finished with us yet this morning. So we just still our hearts before you. And we drink in your presence. Because it's life to us. And we open our hearts to continue. To be filled by you. I want to thank you that you are shifting our mindsets this morning, realigning us with the truth of who you are, of what you've done. And for some of us this morning, we're going to discover that God isn't who maybe we thought he was. Because our journey through life, our circumstances, things that we've encountered, our upbringing, teaching that we've received, actually hasn't been the whole truth, the full truth. And so, God, we ask you to help us this morning to engage with your truth, your revelation truth that transforms us. I want to thank you, Lord God, that you are and you have been exposing in our hearts things that even we've believed about ourselves that aren't true. God's presence is so heavy in this place this morning. And he draws near because he sent Jesus to die on the cross because he loves us. He lavished his grace upon us because he loved us and he loves us totally. And completely. And there's nothing that we can do that will deserve. And nothing that we can do that will make us any less deserving. Because that's the beauty of grace. It's all about him. It's all about him. And I'm just going to share a few thoughts about grace. Because what we've been encountering this morning is the fullness of God's grace towards us. That's what we've been encountering this morning. His power, his healing. But it's because of his grace, because he loves us. That's why he wants to draw near to us. I love it when God does things in reverse. He's demonstrated it to us this morning. And now we're going to do a little bit of teaching on what we've just seen, so that we can understand it more fully, because he wants us to use our minds. He wants us to understand scripture. He wants us to step into the fullness of all he is in every fibre of our being. In John we read this, talking about Jesus, who's been ministering here this morning. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He will come after me.' But he ranks before me because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side, and he has made him known." You see, Jesus didn't come into the world to judge us. He came to save us. He didn't come to condemn us. He came to give us life in all its fullness. Now, grace can be a bit of one of those floaty words that we use in church, a little bit like an ethereal mist that you can't quite grab hold of it. What is grace? What is grace, and how does that impact the way I live my life and the way I encounter God? Because I don't know about you, but for me, I find it really difficult to receive something that I don't think I deserve. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe this is just to preach to me this morning. I find it really hard to receive something that I don't think I deserve, because I'm wired, we're wired, that you need to earn things. You need to earn things. You work for a living. You don't get a wage unless you work, which is, you know, which is good and right. But we use that then as a basis of our relationship with God. I've done too much bad stuff to fully step into all that God has for me. I've messed up. I've not stepped into opportunities that God's given me because I've been fearful, or I've been scared, or actually I've just been disobedient and I've not wanted to do it. And so we think because of that, that we haven't pleased God, so his grace isn't enough for us. But that's not what grace is. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. None of us here deserve anything from God, because we've all messed up. We've all fallen short, it says, of the glory of God. We've all sinned. We've all lived less than God would have wanted us to live. But that's why Jesus came. Because we needed to be saved. We needed to be saved from ourselves. We needed to be saved from our sins. This isn't about us earning anything. It's about us receiving everything. And God has so much that he wants to give us. So much. And so often we limit what we think we are worth receiving from God, because we judge ourselves. Or we compare ourselves. Or we allow the lies that Satan wants to sow into us day after day after day, that says we're useless, we're hopeless, we're not worth anything, and God doesn't really love us. But Jesus came and he gave his life that we could enter into the fullness of all God has for us. And that grace that he lavishes upon us is to enable us to live higher, because he sees us from a very different perspective to we see ourselves. Have we got any Les Mis fans in the house today? Okay, I've got a few of you. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Les Miserables is a musical in what's in the West End and other places. It's an amazing story of redemption. Incredible story of redemption. There's a guy who's in prison and he gets released. This is very, very simplified version. And he's been branded as a criminal, so he can't get a job. And this clergyman takes him in and basically he steals the family silver. He steals family silver because he doesn't know what else he's going to do to survive. But he gets caught and gets brought back by the police to the guy who's taken him in. And the police say, look, he's stolen all of this stuff from you. You know, we need to, you know, send him back to prison. And the priest says, I gave it to him. And you've forgotten this bit as well, and gives him more. And the main character, Jean Valjean, the ex-prisoner, is just overwhelmed by this love and this grace that's been lavished upon him that he doesn't deserve. And it turns his life around because he suddenly realises, actually, God, he has got to live for God now. And it's just this amazing story of the redemption through this guy. So it is incredible. I won't sing any of the songs, but they're amazing as well. But he didn't feel he deserved it. And yet, when somebody showed him that amazing grace and forgiveness, it caused him to live higher. And that's what God's grace is meant to be for us. It's not so we can get away with stuff. It's not so, oh, well, I'll just keep on doing it. Keep on sinning, as it says in Romans. Should I keep on sinning so that grace will abound even more? But that's missed the point of what grace is meant to be. Grace says to us, you are worth more. You are worth more. And causes us to live higher. John Bevere has got an amazing, if I can find it, because I am completely not adhering to my notes in any way. John Bevere has got this amazing definition for grace. And he says this, it's God's empowerment that gives us the ability to go beyond our natural ability. I'll say that again. Grace is God's empowerment that gives us the ability to go beyond our natural ability. You see, when we see our identity from God's perspective, when we see our identity as being under his dominion and his rule and his reign, then we realize that sin doesn't have dominion over us anymore, because God does, because we don't live under law, but we live under grace. And the only thing that we need to qualify us for grace is one thing that we need, and that's faith. It's faith. It's grabbing hold of that grace and saying, it's mine. I receive that by faith. I know by faith that I am saved, that I am worth it, because Jesus says that I am. There's an empowering in grace that says, you can live higher. You can live for me, absolutely, completely, 100%. This morning, God has been ministering to us out of his grace. We don't deserve any of this. But just because we don't deserve it, doesn't mean to say we don't receive it. Because you need to receive it as a gift. You need to receive it as a gift. If somebody was to give Andy and I a new car, we'd be like, oh my goodness, we don't deserve that. But we would drive it. We would enjoy it. But actually, for some of us, there's stuff that God wants to lavish upon us, because he's a very generous God. Don't hold him at arm's length. Don't say, do you know what, God, I can't do this. Because he wants to. fill our life with so much, which then enables us to live higher. My grace, God says, is sufficient for you. My grace is all you need. And in that place, we are then positioned to love others and to show grace upon them. God doesn't wait for us to be cleaned up before he'll accept us. The elder brother in the prodigal son, he's actually, I find him quite a tragic figure, because he had everything, but he had nothing because he didn't realise what he had. He didn't realise that he had access to everything that was the father's. If you remember, when his brother came back and he got really cross because his brother had wasted everything, squandered everything, and the father just lavishes his love and grace upon his younger son. And the older brother gets really cross. How dare you throw a party for him after all I've done for you? It was out of works, wasn't it? All I've done for you. And God says, the father, obviously representing God, says, everything I have is yours. Everything. He was so busy jumping through hoops that he'd put there, not the father, that he missed the most important thing, which was the relationship with his dad. He'd missed it. He'd been trying to tick the boxes all these years, and he'd missed the most important thing, which was a relationship with his dad. God has lavished his grace and his mercy upon us, and they're like two sides of a coin. His mercy is when he withholds his judgment that I do deserve, and his grace is that kindness that I don't deserve, but he chooses to lavish that upon us. When you walk out of this place this morning, I want you to know at the core of your being that you are worth it. We've got no free L'Oreal samples to hand out. Sorry about that. But you are absolutely worth it. Whatever you've done or you haven't done, whatever you've said or you haven't said, whatever mistakes you've made, you need to know that you are totally worth it because God has lavished his grace upon you. And use that as the foundation that then you step into the rest of your life, saying, but I'm worth more than the way I'm living at the moment. If there's stuff in your life that isn't as you want it to be, then get prayer. Be honest with God about it. But don't wait till you've sorted that stuff out before you come to him, because you need him to get that stuff sorted. Let's not be so preoccupied with doing what we think is the right thing that we miss the essential thing, which is our relationship with our Heavenly Father. In grace, there is no striving, but there is a lot of receiving. Receiving what God has for us. When we have right beliefs about ourselves and about God, then grace flows far more easily when we put loads of wrong things in the way. See, if I truly believe that his grace is sufficient for me, then what becomes the centre of my attention Is it my needs or his grace? It's his grace. If I don't believe that his grace is sufficient, then my needs, my inadequacies, and my sin become the focus of my attention, because I'm always trying to make myself what I think I need to be to come before God. And he just says, just come as you are. My grace is sufficient for you. Because in that place, we do then live higher. We do live higher. God wants us increasingly to rely on his grace and then reflect that grace to others, because it's very attractive. That's why people were attracted to Jesus, because they weren't judged, because he met up with the sinners, because he saw the ones and the twos that were hungry for him and he drew them to him. He didn't focus on their sin, he focused on them. And releasing love and grace to them. That chorus that we sang right at the end. In royal robes, I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. That is a beautiful picture of grace. In royal robes. Royalty reign and they rule. And that's what God's called us to do, to rule and to reign as his kids, fully reliant upon his grace. Would it be possible to sing? Is that okay? Sorry, guys. It's double time, Julian. It's after midday. You're all right. As a response, actually, I think it'd be really important to respond. Actually, in royal robes, I don't deserve. Just recognizing what God's doing, but saying, God, I receive it. I receive it. I am worth it because you said I'm worth it. Help me to get over myself. Help me to get over those bits in my life that actually I don't like. Enable me, strengthen me to leave that rubbish behind me and to live higher for you.